Start all over.
Good evening, everyone. Today's February 19th, 2020. This is a public meeting, Odyssey Board of Directors. Call to order at 7:06 p.m. And we will do the Pledge of Allegiance first.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will look at previous month's minutes. That was emailed to you guys about a week ago. If you didn't have a chance, please review.
I move we accept the minutes.
I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approved. Next order of business, acknowledgement of student and staff of achievements. Ashley, there you go.
Hi, everyone. I have the pleasure today to introduce you to two students, both of whom have made All-State Band. And then I also have the band director with me, Mr. Chris Parks. He will explain a little bit more about the prestige of All-State Band and explain a little bit more about it. But congratulations to Caitlin Weaver and Raya Samuel.
Representing Odyssey Charter School at the All-State Senior Band and the All-State Jazz Band. We have Raya Sama.
Wait, everybody right? There we go.
They will be representing us at the All-State Jazz Band on piano, and Caitlin Lee will be representing us at the All-State Senior Band on clarinet. So how this process works, the students prepare a college-level audition piece. They go down to Dover in January, and they go audition against a ton of people around the state. They play that piece, they play a bunch of scales, anybody that's been in band or taking piano lessons know how much of a pain that is. And they also sight read, so like they just give, they're given a piece of music and they have to read it on the spot. And they're judged against everybody on the state, and they have both made it and will be representing Odyssey for the first time at the state level. And they were nice enough to come in this evening and show some of the work that they've been doing, the hours they've been putting into their solo pieces here. So first up, we have Raya Sama that will perform just a small portion of the solo they performed for the All-State Jazz Band.
We got it.
Thank you.
Anything else, Ashley?
No, that is all for tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you. Next agenda item is an update on the formal review. Elias?
So the formal review, so as many of you are aware, we were placed on formal review for two conditions, condition 1A and 1B. Condition 1A is regarding,
I got condition 1. I got it right here for you.
Condition 1A relates to majority of, not being a majority on the committee, on the board. So the DOE has questions about whether or not that's the case. So on December 18th, the board passed new bylaws, which changed the composition of the board from 9 people to 11 people. As part of that composition change, the board went from 5 ahepins and 4 non-ahepins to 6 non-ahepins and 5 ahepins, changing it to a majority non-ahepins. So in that process, once that decision was made, we immediately went into a search and application process, which we are going through now. We finished that process for both a new parent rep to the board and a teacher rep to the board. So they're going to be voted on tonight. So that's going to change
the agenda a little bit.
The agenda a little bit as we do that process as well too. But those conditions, I guess there were some questions that the DOE had on whether or not we had actually done that. But we had basically moved to changing the composition of the board for a non-HEP majority. And as part of that process, we were in the selection process for adding those two new members to the board. They should be on, they'll be on the board this meeting. Secondly, there was a question about the non-HEPA nominating committee. So 1B asked for the establishment of what is known as a non-HEPA nominating committee. This is a committee that consists of only non-HEPA board members. And that was to establish and determine the process for applications, review, assessment, and selection of non-HEPA candidates to the board. That was also established as part of the bylaw changes in December. Additionally, as part of that, we put in their provisions to establish a policy to guide that committee, the non-HEPA nominating committee. That policy, interim, we've been working back and forth with the DOE about some of the language in that policy over the last month and a half, but the non-HEPA nominating committee approved an interim policy on February 14th this year to govern that process. That process had previously been assessed and reviewed and approved by the board as a general guidelines for us to practice in the process of selecting members, and we followed that process and put it into a policy a few weeks ago. So those are all in place. So we do need to go before the CSAC and discuss those. We're not exactly sure what questions they may have, but hopefully we'll be able to answer their questions just in a satisfactory way that the board has in good faith moved to execute those policies by the end of the year, which we did. They were all put into the new bylaws to meet the conditions that the DOE had placed on us, and we were in the process of executing all the pieces of those components as we moved into the new year. So I don't know if there's anything else associated with any other comments.
Do you want to give the timeline?
Timeline
of like appointment, meetings, public meetings, stuff like that.
You need to give notice.
No, it's not notice. This is with the DOE.
You're talking about the current nominating process.
No, March 2nd is the meeting.
Oh, the timelines for the review process.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah, so the DOE, as part of this review process, has set up and established a timeline of events. This is similar to the previous review we went through. On March 2nd is the initial CSAC meeting down in Dover, Delaware. There's a public hearing 4 days later on March 6th. That's going to be in Newcastle. Location hasn't been determined yet. After the initial CSAC meeting and the public hearings, the CSAC is going to publish an initial report on March 9th. The school has an opportunity to respond to that by March 25th. There's going to be a final CSAC meeting on April 1st in Dover. There'll be another public hearing on April 9th. A public comment section on time period on April 13th. And then on April 23rd, Secretary Bunting is going to deliver her decision to the State Board of Education on her findings and determinations on those two conditions that are in question. So it's basically, it's about a month and a half process, starts at the beginning of March, ends on April 13th. So by April 23rd, we'll know the decision of the Secretary.
All right. Thank you, Elias. At this point, we'll...
Financial.
You don't want to go to the nominating committee?
Sure.
Not yet. We're going to bump up the NONAHEPA nominating committee report.
Sure.
Okay, so the NONAHEPA nominating committee put out announcements for the two new positions on the board in January. One for the new parent representative and one for the Greek program representative. So for the parent program, we had 6 applicants that applied to that during the open period. Two folks wind up withdrawing their applications at some point during the process. We wound up doing interviews with the other 4 candidates, went through an assessment process and analysis of those candidates, and came to a determination on the parent selection for that. We also had an opening for the Greek program. That's a smaller group of applicants, but it was for a Greek program teacher representative. There were 4 applicants to that process. Before we wound up doing interviews, one of the individuals withdrew. We did 3 interviews. One individual withdrew after we did the interview, so there were 2 left. But the top ranked candidate was the one that was selected to come onto the board for this evening. So it's the NONAHEPA nominating committee has come forward with their decisions for the parent role. The NONAHEPA nominating committee has nominated Ms. Erin Allard to take that role. As part of that, we'd need to nominate, second, and vote on. All the NONAHEPA was willing to vote on her approval to be on the board.
I move that we accept the recommendation of the NONAHEPA nominating committee and have Erin Allard as a new board member.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Erin, welcome to the board.
Thank you.
You're supposed to bring donuts the first day.
Sorry. I missed the memo. Apologies.
Okay. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I'm Erin Allard. I just professionally spent the last 15 years in financial services, the last probably 12 of which in publicly traded, highly regulated banks. My experience kind of falls into 2 buckets. The first is regulatory compliance and governance. And in that work, worked closely with various governmental regulatory bodies for banks through situations that are somewhat similar to the probation that we're kind of going through right now. The second stream is strategic partnerships and expansion. So we are a sponsor bank, which means we work with companies like Uber and Apple to bring kind of new and innovative payment services to the market. So my focus there is really negotiating contracts, negotiating deals, making sure that we can go through these complex situations and find a solution that works for everyone and keeps us safe from a compliance perspective. So, personally, I have 2 little boys. My oldest is in first grade here. My youngest will hopefully be in kindergarten, pending the outcome of the lottery next year. So we're in this for the long haul. We love Odyssey. We love the teachers. We love the curriculum. It's really honestly great hearing your four-year-old and your six-year-old speaking Greek and counting in Greek at the kitchen table. We love this school, and so I just wanted to help. I look forward to working with all of you. I think we have great, we have differences we should celebrate of opinions and perspectives and priorities, and I think if we can come together and really remember that we're all here to make this the best school possible and we partner with each other in that way, that Odyssey's future is really bright. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
For the Greek program, director representative, the nominating committee recommended Ms. Eva Ginelli. Do we have a...
I move that we accept the motion of the, or accept the recommendation of the NONAHEPA nominating committee and appoint Eva Ginelli to the board in the Greek program teacher seat.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, yeah, new voice.
So your turn. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I think everybody knows me. My name is Eva Ginelli. I've been working here since 2010. My ties with the school are deeper than even that, since the school was just a thought. Currently, I'm teaching fifth grade Greek language and sixth grade Greek art. I welcome this opportunity to work with all of you guys to fulfill the mission and the vision of the school because it's very dear and near to my heart. I realize, and I'm not trying to be poetic here, but we are in the midst of an odyssey of our own, and hopefully working together we can find our destination. And those who know me know that, most of you know me, I don't buy into this attitude, us against them. For me, it's all of us for them, the students, the families who trusted us with their education. So let's do this.
So, and just as a note, so there was our former teacher representative to the board resigned yesterday from the board. So we did put out an announcement this morning soliciting applications for a new teacher representative as well to the board. So. All of you that are interested in stepping up and serving and helping the community, we'd love to have you apply. So please put your put yourselves out there. We'd love to have the best candidates move forward and come join the board to help move the school in the direction that we need to go.
Thank you.
And in the spirit of what Aaron and Eva have both said, when we moved to Delaware, and we're considering a school for our children, we knew nothing about the charter system, lotteries, or a HEPA. We saw a school in the catalog that offered Greek starting in kindergarten with extra emphasis on math. Our daughter was lucky enough to get in, and 2 years later, our son got into the first immersion class. Both have gotten fantastic educations, but there's so much more here. The potential of the educational model at Odyssey and the incredible opportunities that have been created here have the potential to be unique and a model for others to follow if it's allowed to grow and thrive. I was very proud to be selected as a board member for the school, and as a board member, I have a fiduciary obligation to act in the best interests of the school. Each board member, a HEPAN or non-HEPAN teacher or parent, is subject to this obligation and does not represent any constituency at the school. Our board is already incredibly diverse in terms of gender and country of origin. But because of this obligation to the school, I recognize that our school will be better served by a board that further reflects the diverse makeup of our school. Fortunately, during the recent evaluation of candidates, in addition to Aaron Allard, we had another candidate who is outstanding and brings significantly more diverse background and perspective than I do. I've been honored to serve on this board, and I intend to continue working as a volunteer on its committees. Consistent with my fiduciary duty to the school, therefore, I resign from the Odyssey Board effective on the selection of my replacement, and I move that pursuant to the NONAHEPA nominating committee policy, we appoint Rodrigo Torres to fill my seat until the end of my term, June 30th, 2021.
I second that motion.
Any comments, thoughts?
Discussion?
Discussion.
I have not. I've heard comments from you, Mr. Torres. I don't know. I haven't reviewed his qualifications or seen any of the output, so I think it's hard for me to comment.
You're welcome to abstain.
Yeah, abstain.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries by majority vote of the non-HEPA nominating committee.
Rodriguez?
So, Mr. Rodriguez.
There you go.
Would you like to say something?
So please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So Rodrigo Torres, I'm originally from Brazil. My wife and I came to this country about 16-17 years ago. I came actually to study, conducted the graduate studies here, and eventually found my way in Delaware as I accepted a job with DuPont. So I have two kids, two sons. One is in second grade immersion program. The other one is still in daycare. So in a few years, hopefully he'll be joining us as well. Being a foreigner, and I think I appreciate a lot the school's mission. I appreciate the emphasis in learning a second language. Obviously, the emphasis in math. I'm an engineer by education. So as I said, I've joined DuPont, and I've been with DuPont since then. So for the last 15-16 years, my background is finance. I've been in different finance roles in the company, and currently I'm in the corporate M&A group. So we run whether we want to sell a business or acquire businesses for the company. So I get involved in negotiating those deals and conducting those deals. So I hope with a little bit of my background, my experience, I can add to the board, and I look forward to contributing in a way that we have a positive outcome and have a sustainable long road and journey that achieves the school's mission and a long-term success for all the kids, for sure.
Thank you, and welcome.
Non-HEPA committee, no other comments. Thank you and welcome to all the new members. Look forward to working with you.
I love having somebody else with an accent.
That too.
You are.
Anna Maria.
I'd like to move to add an agenda item to nominate Sandra Johnson to the board of Odyssey Charter School on behalf of the HEPA.
Do we have a second?
I second that.
All in favor? Or comments first?
If I can say, I've had the opportunity to work with Sandra in the short time that I've been here, and on a personal and a professional basis, she is well qualified. Her personality and her professional qualifications will definitely add to our group.
Yeah, I've also worked with Sandra for quite some time. She volunteered to sit on the compliance committee, helped, she has a background in finance. She stepped right in and helped with all the finance subcommittee issues. She's a tremendous person, a tremendous personality, a hard worker, very intelligent, great ideas, great thoughts, great contributions to the conversation, and to helping us move the things forward that we needed to do within the committee. So I welcome her. I'm sad we're not bringing her on the non-HEPA side, but we welcome her on the board. She'll be joining on the HEPA side of the board. Congratulations to the HEPA for expanding their diversity on the board as well, mm-hmm. too. We think it's a great step forward for all of us. Thank you.
I don't have much to add, but I agree. Worked with Sandra on the compliance committee. She's fantastic. I think she's a wonderful add to the board from a skill set component and many other components. So this is great news for us.
Welcome.
All right, to make it official, all in favor?
Aye.
Sign by half, you don't have to go through it. We can still do it anyway, just to be official.
Welcome. Would you like to say something?
Hello, everyone. My name is Sandra Johnson. I am pleased to be part of the solution and help HEPA and help Odyssey be the fantastic school that I know they can be. I have a daughter here that's in the ninth grade. My desire is have her to graduate as an Odyssey out. So therefore, not only for my daughter, but all the other student population, I am in this situation to be a help and to ensure that diversity is across the board. You have my word on that.
Topic is public comments. Is there any public comments out there?
No.
Nope. All right. Moving right along. Karen, monthly financial review. Do you need the projector? No.
The screen can't come down, so we're going to have to do without. But what I normally put up on, I think everybody has a copy at their seat, but. Since we have a lot of new board members, I'll just preface the finance presentation by saying that the purpose of this report is to report the actual results of the finances for the period at this point in time through January 31st. So these are actuals. They tie to the state finance system and the external bank account that the school does have. What we do every month is report on the revenue and expenses. So as of January 31st, the revenues received to date are 97.56% of the total budgeted revenues. We are still working off of the preliminary budget. We do two versions of the budget each year. The preliminary that the board approves at the beginning of the year, and then after this presentation, we have the final budget proposal for the board to approve. This is based on the preliminary. The funds that came in during the month of January were local school district transfers and interest earned on the local funds of just under $100,000. Most of that was from the final payment of the Christina School District from the settlement that took place a few years ago. Aftercare program brought in $39,000, food service $113,000, rent on St. Thomas of $17,450. Half of that is January's rent, the other half of it is for their security deposit as they just took occupancy in January. Rent and additional rent from Academia. Last month we had reported that they were somewhat in arrears. They are now caught up through February. Good. That was $301,000. Student body activities of $65,000, a capital campaign contribution of $522,000, and 2 months worth of payments from the Red Clay School District for the transportation services that Odyssey provides to them, and that was for $87,000. They are also brought up to date on their payments. State and local revenues are finalized. The remainder of the 5 months of the year will pretty much be everything on this list except for the local school district transfers. You've gotten all of that now. So each month you continue to collect the aftercare, food service, rent, transportation. Funds that come in. On the expenditure side, the expenses and outstanding purchase orders are at 64.93% of the preliminary budget. Nothing's really changed over the last couple of months. You know, through the first few months of the year, you'll see some ups and downs in the various numbers. But by this point in the year, we're pretty stable. We know where the school is headed with expenses. You do have with this packet. Second page is the web report, which is a summary version that's required by the Department of Education for the board to post on its website each month. And at the end of this discussion, the board has asked them to approve that. Again, it's based on actuals. And then you have three pages, which is a month-by-month cash flow of all of the revenue and expenses for the school, July through January, obviously being actuals for the time period that we're reporting. And then each month we project out the rest of the year and compare it to the budget for the school. So I know there's a lot of data here, particularly for those of you that are just joining the board, and it's a lot to sift through right now, but you can always follow up after the meeting or at the next meeting with any further questions that you might come up with at another point in time. So right now, the original preliminary budget had a cash ending projection of $2,898,000. And with this projection and the budget that we're going to propose in a minute, we are now looking at $3,008,000. So we've improved the cash projected cash position of the school at the end of this year by almost $110,000. So our goal was to definitely hit that $3 million at the end of this year. Not that anybody has any questions at this point in time.
Yeah, how much cash on hand should we have for the bondholders?
For
the bondholders for the covenant?
Well, there are several covenants with the bondholders. The one, I don't have them all off the top of my head.
The three covenants for the bondholders is of cash on hand,
right,
that we should have 60 days.
Yeah.
This is putting us close to 40.
We're still short.
We're short on days of cash on hand.
Everybody should know that.
Absolutely. Then there's a debt coverage ratio, which is 110 times. And through the past years, we've always exceeded that debt coverage ratio very comfortably. This year, it's a little tighter. And then there's a fund balance, which is a minimum amount of cash that triggered for the first time last year, and we met it last year. And it's the standard formula based on the receipts that the school receives. And of course, cash that we carry is calculated for is used for days of cash on hand, but for the debt coverage ratio, it's only the annual snapshot of operations. So they look at just all the revenues and the expenses and expect us to have about 3.2,
that's where
you know, with some puts and takes,
right,
to cover the debt coverage, you know, to cover the debt that we pay. So it's about $3 million.
Thank you.
We're still a little conservative in our numbers, so we always try to do better than what we're projecting.
Good target, yeah. Thank you.
Getting late in the year that we should probably get back there.
Maybe for the, you know, for the new members, I may also want to maybe explain that, especially for the financial folks, that we don't get balance sheets for our operations, and that's why everything is done on a cash flow basis. The state does not provide balance sheets.
Yeah, the systems that we use are provided by the state, and we're actually required to use them. You might hear me refer to FSF, which is First State Financials. That's the accounting system that we use. Everything is reported on a cash basis. It's not your typical system in that when you closed on the property at Barley Mill, it's not recorded in the state system. It's just that any cash that came from it would have been recorded. So what we do each year, at the end of the fiscal year, there is an audit that then converts everything to accrual, and we'll have a detailed balance sheet and what you would normally see in a finance statement. But what we report on month to month is purely the cash of the school, because that really is what you as a school or any charter or district lives and dies by is your cash position, seeing that you're viable.
So if we wanted to see a balance sheet, the last one would have been as of June last year?
June 30, 2019, correct.
And the expenses, you mentioned the interest. Is interest included in this budget here?
Yes, it's included under the bond payment at the bottom.
Okay.
Where the 2.8 million approximately. Now the 2.8 million, 2.9 million that you see there also includes $120,000 contribution from maintenance reserve. We're required to carry a maintenance reserve of $600,000. We've accrued it over the past 5 years. And so this is the last year, so we have $600,000 as a maintenance reserve available to the school. It's in the hands of the trustee that represents the bondholder. So we have to receive approval to release these funds for use. We have not done so to date. So this 2.8 million that you see this year will drop by 120,000 starting next year. Any use of the maintenance reserve fund is to be paid back in 5 years. And so we go back every year accruing what the drawdown was.
Yeah, so that 600,000 that is being held is not shown on this report because, again, it's not in our hands. Mm-hmm. Also, there's another $400,000 reserve with the bondholders that can also be drawn on at some point in time. Right now, the bondholders are reluctant to release any funds to the school until all other issues that you previously talked about are settled. So there's potential for some money to come in early next fiscal year, pending resolution of the other issues.
And finally, I think there's the bondholders have in escrow about $2.8 million, which is 1 year of debt service that they're also holding in escrow.
Okay.
So they have about the total of 2.8 plus and about $3.5 million that are held by the trustee on behalf of the bondholders that are outside of this reporting because these are not funds that are readily available to the school. And so are not captured or reported in the First State financial system.
So we'll need board approval on that second page of your packet, what we call the web report.
Do I have a motion to approve the web report?
I move we approve the web report.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Approved.
The second package that you have is the proposed final budget for the school. It mirrors the projection and the numbers that you just looked at in the January report. The top of the packet just gives you a brief summary of changes between the preliminary and the final budget. And for revenue, state revenues are $316,000 above what the preliminary was. Local school district transfers and interest is $215,000. Additional rents and billings to tenants of $113,000. Some other local money of $74,000. A lot of that is an extra month from Red Clay because they paid June and July this year. And federal grants of an increase of $50,000. So on the revenue side, all really good information. As I said earlier, we're conservative in our budgeting because we always want to see improvement rather than budgeting for the best case scenario. So then I listed each of the departments and their budgets because while we generally talk numbers of the total school budget, it's really broken down into several departments. And in the school budget, from the preliminary to the final, the cash position has actually decreased by $287,000. But as we've discussed in prior months, we did not originally budget for the union settlement on salaries. So that was an increase of actually almost exactly that amount, a little less than that. And there was also some increase to professional services and other pluses and minuses. The athletics budget cash projection increased by $35,000. There were some additional expenses for gym rental because now we're leasing out St. Thomas. And that was offset by some coaching salaries that were actually paid under the school budget. Food service is coming right in from a cash position where it started in the preliminary. Facilities, we've increased the cash projection by $61,000. A lot of pluses and minuses in that one. In previous months, we've talked about additional expenses for Building 23's construction last summer. In addition to some other projects and things that were going on in the facilities department, but due to the excellent fiscal and facilities management that you have in that department, there have been savings realized in other categories, and we've also put off a couple projects until next year that didn't need to be done right now, and let's let everything else settle down until we do those projects. The cleaning department is exactly right on target with the preliminary budget. Transportation increased their bottom line by $205,000, but that was due to additional revenue from the state because they increased the per pupil allocation to the charter schools for each student. Technology was an increase of $16,000, and that had to do with some increase in revenue and actually also some decreases, small amounts in their expenses also. Aftercare, there were some additional costs and salaries, but that was more than offset by additional revenue because the program was expanded a little bit this year. St. Thomas actually decreased by $24,000. So while we obtained a tenant and have 6 months worth of rent in this fiscal year, it was offset by some increases in expenses to get the building up to code. And if you recall, the board approved to pay the commission for the entire lease term up front because it was a substantial savings of about $20,000. So that decrease that you have this year will be more than made up in future years. And Building 26, which is the other building that you lease, there were some decreases in expenses and also some additional rents that have been put into that. So overall, the net result of what we just looked at is the change from a projected ending cash balance of $2,898,000 to $3,008,000. So a positive increase bottom line to the overall budget. And the pages behind it give you the detail of every one of those divisions with all of the revenue and expenses detailed. It's something that's been evolving over the last few months, and we're comfortable with proposing this as Odyssey's final budget for 2020. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're ready to take that one to approval also?
Which is the form?
Just to approve the final budget for 2020.
I approve.
Do I have a motion to approve the final budget for fiscal year 2020?
I so move.
A second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Any discussion? New board members, you can abstain from any vote in if you would like. All in favor?
Aye.
Any people abstain?
Abstain.
Okay. Mark that. And Sean, and you marking that, Anna Maria?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Next topic is head of school report. Unfortunately, Denise is out sick. She did send in the following statement. Due to illness, I cannot be present at tonight's board meeting. Thank you to the deans for their leadership in my absence. I look forward to returning as soon as possible to support our amazing students, staff, and community. We all hope she's back soon and she's feeling much better. All right, next up, Greek program report. Dr. Marina.
Hello. So We have a number of good things that happened in January, and we are planning for more good things. So the first good thing that happened after I came. So on January 24th, Dr. Greg Fulkerson and Lynn Fulton from the Department of Education visited the immersion classes K-2. They observed teachers teaching and gave them feedback. So they spent about 2 hours with us. And we really appreciate this, the time and the effort they are making in order to support the program. On January 20th, on our in-service day, Anna Richter from the Department of Education, the immersion department of the Department of Education, she was invited to give a workshop to the immersion teachers. And this was very successful, and teachers provided her with very positive feedback. Now, on February 8th, on Saturday, February 8th, we had for the first time, three OCS high school students, Zoe Rigas, Anastasia Rigas, and Themis Kotanitis, took part in the Hellenic History Tournament. We are all very proud of them for their hard work and impressive effort. They have elevated the prestige of our school through their efforts and participation, and they have paved the way for students to come. So I would like to welcome a very warm applause and so I'm waiting for the pictures to put them in the Greek news.
Okay.
So something new that is happening on April 4th to April 12th. Five students are traveling to Athens, Greece, and this is related to the Pierce College OCS exchange program that was initiated last year. I don't know how many of you remember that OCS families were opened their houses and they hosted 20 Greek students from the Greek American College in Athens, Greece. So this year we are sending them five students from the 7th and 10th grade, and these are going to be hosted by the families whose children were hosted by you. So this reinforces the relationships and the networks with the Americans at the Greek American College in Athens, and we are planning more such exchange programs, one with the American Farm School and another summer school program, again with the Pierce College. So I don't know how many of you are informed about the participation, the contribution of OCS in the ARTC program of the University of Delaware. So for the first time this year, the Aristotle University of Thessaloniki, where I come from, and the University of Delaware, they signed a memorandum of understanding, an agreement last year, and we agreed, and they agreed, that we can participate in the certification of the Greek language teachers. So the program started running in January. They have just completed the first course, the Introduction to Greek Literacy, and very soon, next month, they are starting the next course, Foreign Language Teaching Methodology. So this is an important contribution, an important development in the relationship between our school and what is happening in the University of Delaware and what the Aristotle University of Thessaloniki can contribute towards the certification of the Greek language teachers. So I'm very proud of that. Thank you. And finally, applications are now open for 10th to 12th grade students for the Center for Hellenic Studies, Harvard University. For the third consecutive year, OCS students will be eligible to apply, and one student will be selected by the selection committee of the high school summer program in Harvard to travel to Nafplio, Greece, and participate in the program. An OCS teacher will also be selected by OCS to accompany the student. The applications have not been sent out yet, but they will be sent out in the next weekly communications. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next up, we have the campus operations report. Ricardo.
Good evening. Last month, I distributed to the board members at the time the draft 990. As a nonprofit, we take our annual audit, and the auditors then prepare the 990 tax return. We distribute it to the board and also to the Citizens Budget Oversight Committee. And we had a discussion this evening with the Oversight Committee members that were there. They feel comfortable with the document as is for submission to the IRS, and I just wanted to quickly open it to the board if there were any, I did not get any feedback by email, but I did want to open it up to the board members that did receive it last month, if there were any comments or questions to be incorporated in the final version. And if there aren't, the request is that it be approved. And usually, each year, the person who signs off on this is the head of school.
Any comments or questions from board?
No further comments.
Do I have a motion to approve Form 90?
I move to approve Form 90.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Those who abstain?
Abstain.
All right. Thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you. And my second, just my second point, is a request to a couple of the board members in the transportation department. We've been working on the signage, and there's two types of signages that we've been working. A, the safety and security signage to be placed across campus. We've got a huge volume of cars, as we all know, coming here together with buses. But my request is that I worked a little bit with Marina to develop some signage in Greek. And I would like to be able to sit down with one or two members of the board to review those and see if they might be enhanced, and then finalize those signs. We try to avoid duplicating the safety and security signs in Greek, but create signs in Greek that are more informational, which building is which, and welcoming, and so on. But I did want us to have the opportunity to review it, finalize it, and then present the signs to the full board next month. So I'm asking if there is a board member or two that might be interested in joining me.
Evan and Mike?
I'll volunteer.
I'll volunteer.
All right. Evan and
Mike. Okay, great. Thank you.
Ricardo, we talked a while back of potentially renaming the buildings. Instead of Building 23, yeah, it could be Plato or Socrates or something like that.
We have not given any thought to that.
And the children can actually vote on it and stuff like that.
You know, that
That
is something to be explored. Mm-hmm. Also, we talk about naming rights for fundraising and major donors. Mm-hmm. So that
That's
there
true.
Are different threads that I think we need to consider. And this probably, from an exploratory perspective, you know, is probably a bigger project, mm-hmm, than you know, just unilaterally thinking about the safety and security signage that we need to enhance the campus.
Okay, thank you.
And since you're talking signage, a while back we discussed, and it was board approved to put up the HEPA principles and values, and you said some of those were damaged. One of them was damaged.
Yeah, there were a couple that the plexiglass was damaged, and we have them.
Can we? These are signs that were put up. They're in Greek and in English that exemplify the values and principles that the HEPA and the school stands for. And we had the copy that we had them that we could show the board. The proposal was to post these in common areas of the building so people see what values and principles that we hold dear here at Odyssey School. So I'd like to ask the board if we can revisit that, have those banners fixed or repaired, and have them put up with plaques, giving honor to the history of the school and its origination and the founders. And by putting it to the board to see how they feel about that.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Would you guys, anybody in favor of having those banners at least brought forward to the board so we can all see them?
Yeah,
and we can then
let's look at them again.
Posting.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
if you don't mind fixing them up, preparing them, and show them to the board.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Anything else, Ricardo? All right. Citizens Budget Oversight Committee report. Is Paul here? I think I see you back there. For the new members, the CBOC is a requirement that we have from the DOE that they meet prior to our meeting, or any time really, and they review our financials and just have another eye on everything. Karen attends, Ricardo's there, Denise is there, a board representative should always be there. I'm sorry I missed today. And any, if more board members want to attend, as long as we don't have a quorum. Yes, it is an open meeting.
It's always 6 o'clock, like 99% of the time it's 6 o'clock before a regular board meeting.
All right.
Ricardo and Karen tell you a lot of what we've done in the previous hour to the board meeting, but we have complied with all the DOE's recommendation for increased CBOC oversight. We've added reviewing the PCAR transactions. All of those are accounted for. Any that had any discrepancy have had reconciliation and explanations that are acceptable and proper. We did recommend the 990 for submission to the board. We are going to continue to look deeper in the departmental tabs for the school budget. We've always looked at the overall spreadsheet, but we're going to take a deeper look at especially the school tab, since it's the largest tab, and just continue to, there hasn't ever been anything improper in the school's finances that we've seen. And we'll just continue to monitor it.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Is your committee filled? I know we needed a teacher representative as well.
I don't know where Denise, we could definitely use a teacher representative. Or we have one. That's right. We have a new one. She didn't come tonight. There is a member who probably hasn't come for the last year and a half. I no longer have a current email address for her.
I think I'm
Denise was supposed to look and see if she knew of a way to contact her. So we probably do need to look at replacing her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually not completely sure what our set number is, but I mean, it's...
I think you have to have, I'm going to say you have to have at least five.
We have to have five, and we have more than five. But, like I say, it is... We could probably use at least one more member once we completely resolve whether Gloria Teal will come back or not. But, sorry, I just lost my train of thought. But again, no one ever takes us up on it, but it is an open meeting. Anyone is welcome to come, and we go through a little bit more in detail what Karen gives at the board meeting every month. So if you're interested in where the money in the school is going, come see us.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
The faculty report from a board representative. Eva, I'm not going to put you on the spot since it's your first meeting, but maybe next month if you would like
next
to do a faculty report.
Yes.
Okay. PTO report from a board representative. Did any board member attend the last PTO meeting?
We have the PTO president.
We do have the PTO president, so if you would like to...
We don't have any comments for this meeting. Can we please put on the agenda for next meeting?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Compliance committee report?
The compliance committee report. So one of the things that we're working on now that we're finalizing as part of the conditions is a communications plan. So we've been working closely with both the communications subcommittee as well as with Dana, the Delaware Alliance for Nonprofit Advancement. And they helped us put together a communications plan and guide. Now, some of you may have met like Greg Mates, who came through the school, did parent focus groups, teacher focus groups, met with some senior leadership, met with the board to kind of get a pulse of the school, to get an understanding of how is communication happening in the school, what are some of the shortfalls, where do we need. And so they put together a guide for us, and we worked out a plan from that guide to execute some of the recommendations in there. We'll probably be voting on that within the next week or so. But we just got that this week. We're re-reviewing it. We're going to take a look at it through the Compliance Committee as well. And then we're going to send it up to the board once we make any final revisions to it by the end of next week for review and assent. But it's a pretty solid plan. It's a good plan. It's not carved in stone. There's opportunities for folks to come in and make additional suggestions on communications. We're always open to that. But this will at least set the groundwork for us to start moving out and kind of hitting on some of the low-hanging fruit where we could probably do a better job of communicating with the community and the school.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Anything else?
I don't think so.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. We can move on to new business. Discussion of out-of-state travel request. I believe I only have one right now. Give me one quick minute. The second grade is planning a field trip to the Philadelphia Insectarium and a Butterfly Pavilion on Wednesday, May 20th. We need to approve that. We're required to approve all out-of-state travel for our students, faculty, board of directors, administration. Do I have a motion?
A question.
Yes.
So philosophically fine with it, but do we have ballparks traditionally, like how much these things cost, or not an exact figure, but just a general?
Yes.
Students pay
okay.
for
yeah. The students pay for
there's
them
a
usually.
For that one. Okay.
Do you have
a
nope.
You have two more? I didn't get anything. So.
Yeah. So March. Just
so you know, it doesn't impact the budget because they collect funds.
So just to be clear on that.
Okay. Sorry, I have three more for out-of-state field trips. March 6th, grades 8 through 12 at Lincoln University for a pep rally. Mm-hmm. March 19th, National Geographic field trip in Washington, D.C. And May 18th, an art field trip to the National Galleries in D.C.
Can you send this to me, Ashley?
I can.
Yep. And I can send you this one too, Anna Marie.
I'll make a motion to approve the out-of-state travel requests.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approve. Any abstentions?
No.
Approved. Discussion of future facility improvements. Ricardo?
Not much at this point in time, other than the bid packet committee that was empowered at the last board meeting. It had its first meeting. A couple of board members could not attend, but they are part of it. Mike Roussos is also a member of it, and we've got, of course, our architect and myself and John Stewart, our facilities manager, working on putting the bid packets as requested for both the phase 2B, the finished building 23, and a large gym expansion.
Ricardo, we, as part of the interview process for the 9.5 nominating committee, we interviewed a terrific candidate who's got tremendous experience in construction project management. And I'd like to introduce, with chair's permission, Tiffany Brownie. I think Tiffany would be a fantastic addition to that committee with just a wealth of experience and negotiations and
absolutely.
Just construction
yeah,
design.
We'll touch base.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else, Ricardo? Okay. I'm going to skip that too. All right.
Go to this one.
Are we going to do? What's that? What's that? I'm doing this nomination.
Go to the school.
Why don't
you go to the school?
All right, let's move on to good of the school. Do I have anybody good of the school on the board or even the public? I'll open it up.
Go ahead,
Elise.
Well, maybe.
Okay, so every year. No, it's not a public comment.
I was going to open it up, but all right. Go ahead.
Every year we, I also sit in the Harvard Club of Delaware. Every year we provide scholarships to teachers in the school. This year we had two applicants that applied for scholarships to graduate school summertime programs from Harvard. We met last night to review all the candidates. Two candidates came through for Odyssey. We approved both of them. So. You didn't hear it from me, but you'll be getting notification at some point in time for those of you that applied for the Harvard Club graduate school summer program that you've been accepted. And so you can start thinking about where you're going to be doing for a couple of weeks in Boston and Cambridge this summer. So congratulations.
Thank you, Elise. Anybody else for good of school? This completes the public session. Do I have a motion to go into executive session? I need a motion.
I move to go into executive session.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, that's at 8:13.